Joining us live over the phone today is Director Angie Bruce with Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Director Bruce, as always, it's a pleasure. Good morning. How are you today?
It is a pleasure. Duke, I'm doing really well. Got through a bad, nasty cold that seems to be going around, but I have my voice back, so good to chat today.
I think everybody has gotten it, and it really lingers around, doesn't it? Yeah. Glad to hear you're better.
Yep, thank you.
Well, Director, a couple of items we can start off with. You and I have talked about over the course of this year a couple of times the commercial fishing boat and guide regulations. That was legislation that came out of the last session, and it sounds like things have kind of settled, and those regulations go into effect January 1, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. So you can purchase your registration stickers now. Like you said, this was a result of a new state statute that went into place last year. And so we will be registering outfitters and guides, those that do commercial fishing guide services on our waters in the state. You can do so online. You can apply, and we will send you it in the mail, or you can stop by any of our regional office or our headquarters. Want to remind people there is a fee to cover our costs. Two stickers that you'll need displayed on your boat and trailer for $325 is the cost. But more importantly, what this will do is those who register will be required to submit a report to us twice a year. This will give us information on where they're guiding, how often, and where at. And that data and information we will then take back to the legislative committee and be talking to them about the next steps. If regulation is needed, if restrictions are needed, and what that looks like and who will be doing them. So again, this first piece of registering your boats required by January 1st.
Director, I think about some of the waterways here in our part of the country, Salt River, Grays River. I don't know that it's getting a lot of commercial access, but is there currently a limit of how many commercial outfitters are allowed on a small waterway like that, or is that still to be determined?
Great question, Duke. No limit. This is not a restriction in any way, shape, or form as of now. This is just, again, registering to collect the data. You know, over the years, people assume, and maybe there is overcrowding in some areas. It's hard to sort out. Is that coming from the commercial side, or is that just coming from the public side? And so this data will help us sort that out to see if restrictions in the future may be needed. But as of today, no restrictions whatsoever.
All right, that's Director Angie Bruce on the weekday wake up this morning. Director, black bear hunting. I know there's been a couple public meetings held, one in Jackson, another one up and coming in southwest Wyoming. Walk us through what the conversation is on these public meetings in regards to the black bear hunt.
Great, yes. Every 3 years, we look at our black bear seasons and we reassess. We look at the data and say, do we need to do something different? Are the amount of license that we issue enough or too much? And so that's really what this is about, and gaining public input to help us understand that. The data tells us that black bear population continues to grow in the state. And therefore, what we're proposing in primarily 7 locations in the state, a cluster of hunt areas north of you guys, to have an increase because of what the population is telling us. You know, it's interesting. If we look at the trend of the last 30 years, we continue to go up in black bear population. And as the population grows up, what we're also seeing is an increase in interest in black bear hunting. And that's exciting to see, opportunity, especially when we have, you know, limited license in things like mule deer and antelope. It's nice to say, well, maybe pivot for a few years to black bear hunting. So it's interesting to me not being a black bear hunter, it really intrigued by this. I might have to give it a try. But the harvest is something, you know, this is a trophy animal and our harvest stays around 10%. So give it a try. And I like to set people's expectations of, you know, it might take a few years with only 10% harvest per individual. It can be challenging.
Director, and that kind of leads into a topic we haven't discussed yet for a couple of months, and that's the grizzly bear. And obviously there's still kind of that crossover between management with the federal government. Is there any updates or anything new that's happened there as far as grizzly bear management in the state?
Not anything new. Unfortunately, they're still under federal management, and we are working pretty aggressively on that issue on a number of fronts. So Representative Hageman has a bill that passed through committee and is ready for the House floor. We are working on that congressional end of it, but we are also working with our Fish and Wildlife Service Director, Brian Neswick, who I know most people know him pretty well in the state, on looking at the science and ways to delist the bears in Wyoming. So I ask for people's patience. I don't really have much when it comes to this topic, but patience is needed, and there should be some more public-facing things coming in the next 6 months or so.
Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Anything else happening in the department you'd like to mention today, Director?
I do just want to put a plug in. You know, it's the holidays. Hopefully everybody had a good Thanksgiving and Christmas approaching. So think of, your friends and family who love fish and wildlife and what you may give them this holiday season. You know, I always think a great gift would be something that is an experience for them. So buying them a hunting license, a conservation stamp, a fishing license. I think a great gift for those that you don't know what to buy for them might be our magazine, and just sharing your love for wildlife with other people. So just wanted to put a plug in for keeping us in mind during this holiday season.
Absolutely. And those items are all available on the Game and Fish website, correct?
Absolutely. You can walk into a regional office or the headquarters or our Game and Fish website, and even have our store online too. So you might want to pick up a sweatshirt or a t-shirt there too.
Love it. That's Director Angie Bruce, Wyoming Game and Fish on the Weekday Wake Up. Director, thank you so much. Have a great holiday. We'll talk to you in the new year.
Thanks, Duke. You too.
It's part of the Weekday Wake Up this morning on SVI Radio.